Welcome to the Roy Matlock Jr. Money and Business Hours, where he'll help you fix your finances once and for all. To reach Roy, call 615-843-2999. That is 615-843-2999, or visit RoyMatlockJr.com. Now, here's your host, Roy.
Roy Matlock Jr. here, and we're talking money as we always do every single week. If you're just tuning in right now, what we're doing so far is we've been working through the defense of your financial plan. And when I say that, you know, the goal of your money is to put yourself on a solid foundation starting out, which will allow you, just like any great financial house, to be able to, you know, build upward and go forward. And we so far have been covering some of this stuff, and it begins with a budget. And we've talked a lot about that and getting your budget in place, an emergency fund, which keeps you from borrowing money. We talked in the last show about protecting your income and liabilities, and the way you do that is through different types of insurance. It might be income protection or asset protection. And then the last segment that we're going to be talking about on the defense before we get into the fun stuff, which is starting moving toward, you know, the offense, and that is how to get out of debt. And so if you're trying to, you know, build this and follow along, I want to give you a couple things you can do to catch up on understanding the defense. You can visit RoyMatlockJr.com. And when you get there, you can do one of two things. A quick 3-hour course we put together is our Family Financial Workshop. It gives a lot of everything. It also includes stuff for your kids. You can download the recording of that. But even better than that, go to our podcast, the Roy Matlock Jr. Money and Business Hour. Start at episode 61, and that will be the beginning of the defense. If you listen to those starting there, you will get caught up to where we're at now. And so today we're going to move on and get the last part of the defense, all right? And that is getting out of debt. And, you know, debt is robbing people's financial security. And so what we're going to do is put a solution in place to implement a systematic plan to permanently eliminate debt, which is going to free you up money to save and invest. Now, we're going to talk about debt and what is good debt and bad debt, because all debt's not bad debt, but I'm going to give you an example of what bad debt is, okay? So let's say you made a one-time $3,000 charge on your credit card and had an 18% interest rate, and you decided you were just going to pay the minimum payments until you get it all, get it paid for. So you do one time $3,000, never charge again. Every single month you pay the minimum payments. It's going to take you 10 years to get out of debt, and you're going to pay $2,002 in interest. So to kind of put that in perspective, you borrowed $3,000 once. Never, you cut your credit cards up, and then you just paid that minimum payment. You thought, well, I'll eventually get out of debt. But what it's called revolving credit, and what revolving credit does, it refinances again, and that minimum payment is very little, barely pays much more than the interest. And here you are, you spent $5,000 on a $3,000 charge. So we don't want to go down that route. Okay, so let's talk about what is the different types of debt that people get involved in, because, you know, I don't believe that all debt is bad, okay? I would disagree. The math doesn't add up to pay off a low-interest, you know, mortgage when you can easily go somewhere else and get way more than that, okay? You can fund your IRAs, do all that kind of stuff. So I don't agree with that. But what is bad debt? Well, the first thing that defines bad debt is you can't afford it. How about that? You got yourself in over your head, and I don't care what you're, you know, doing. I don't care if it's an investment property, whatever it is. If you're losing money and you can't afford it, all right, then it's going to cause you problems. And what I mean by problems, all right, it's real simple. I mean, is it stressing you out? Okay. Now, is it stressing you out because of the fact that you know you shouldn't have done it to begin with, and the underlying debt is really not tied to anything of value? Maybe it's tied to something that depreciates, like cars, or maybe your vacation you put on credit card, or Christmas or things like that. So what happens is one of the rules on debt is, number one, it's bad if you can't afford it. Number two, it's bad if it's tied to something that depreciates. in value, or you consume it. So you go out there and spend a bunch of money and finance it, okay, on things that are you have nothing to show for it. All right. Or if what you have to show for it is every minute of the day going down in value, cars, et cetera, boats, all that kind of stuff. So what's the first rule? Never finance things that depreciate. All right. So if you want to buy something that's fun, you want to buy a new set of golf clubs, which I'm getting ready to do, I'm not going to finance it over 30 years. All right. If I buy those golf clubs, it'll give me enjoyment. I like to play competitive golf, and I'm going to pay cash for them. How about that? That's a simple way. So that's bad debt. All right. So let's talk about that. What is good debt? All right. Good debt is something that, number one, is easily affordable. All right. So let me give you an example. Let's say you go to the mortgage company and the mortgage company says, well, you know, based on where you're at, your loan to value, along with all your other debts, we can go as high as 43% of your income that can go toward debt payments. We can do 30% toward a mortgage payment. And you say, wow, 30% toward a mortgage payment, I can go buy a bigger house. Well, I can tell you right now that if you're at 30% on your payment, 43% on your total debt to income ratio, you're going to probably, if you buy a new house, the house is going to be so expensive that all of your furniture that you have is not going to look right. So then you're going to go sit there and you're going to be in your house sitting on boxes, or the people are going to say, have you moved in yet? All right, because you have nothing, all right, there, because you can't afford it. All right. So what is good debt? It's something that you can afford. So you want to go in. Don't listen to the mortgage company. The mortgage company is in business to sell you what? A mortgage. The bigger the mortgage, the more money they're going to make. And in many cases, they get you amped up, along with the real estate agent getting you amped up to buy something you can't afford. Now, if you buy a home that you can afford, all right, that would be considered good debt. Why is it good debt? It's low interest, number one. Number two, it is financing something that's going up in value. So when we're doing that, we want to finance. If we're going to finance things, we want to have something that appreciates. It could be a rental property, it could be a business, it could be some type of asset. But the bottom line is that we're borrowing money at a lower rate and doing something with it at a higher rate. And so I hope that kind of gives you an idea. We're going to be getting into how to get out of debt. If you're just tuning in right now, I want to encourage you, go to roymatlockjr.com, visit the site. We're starting with number 61, our podcast, Roy Matlock Jr. Money and Business Hour podcast. And you can catch up on all this. And we're working on the defense. And when we come back, we're going to go into some step-by-step plans to get you debt-free and on the road to financial independence. Hey, we are back right now. Roy Matlock Jr. And this is the Money and Business Hour, where we talk about getting ahead financially, creating that income export, the difference between your income and your expenses, that gap, which gives you that quality of life, which allows you to, you know, stop worrying and start living life rather than worrying about money. In today's show, we're doing the final piece of the defense. The defense is made up of, you know, one of them is the budget. The next one is an emergency fund. The third one is protecting your income and assets. And then the last one is getting rid of debt. If you're just tuning in, you can visit roymatlockjr.com and download all types of forms to help you get started. Also, I would encourage you to visit the podcast. And then one of the things that we did just recently was our Family Financial Workshop, which is a three-hour cram course on money, which will cover a lot of the things that we're covering today, but it'll give you an idea. It's all on Zoom. All of this kind of stuff's delivered to your right, to your inbox, and it's free. How about that? And so with that being said, if you need help with your money, though, visit roymatlockjr.com, and you can find out how to schedule appointments and, you know, get on the road to getting your finances fixed. So when we left in the first segment, we were talking about the different types of debt. Okay, we've got good debt and we got bad debt. And the good debt is debt that you can easily afford the payment. You're financing an appreciating asset, such as a home, rental property, business, some type of asset. And I would throw student loans in there if you are smart about it. All right. Now, what I mean by smart about it, meaning if you go to college and you have a plan, a legitimate plan with an outcome at the end that you're going to go get this specific information so you can go do a specific job. A lot of people go to college and they get these random degrees that don't there's no market whatsoever for what you have that degree in, but you can say you got a degree, then you go out there and try to find a job. And, you know, in many cases, I was talking to one of the waitresses, and she was telling me, she said, "Oh, yeah, I got my degree. And now here I am. I'm a waitress." All right. And so the point being is that you want, I would throw that in there, but it's got to be smart. Aren't debt. And what I mean by smart debt, hey, if you're going to go, maybe you go to a trade school, maybe you go to get a specific degree or some specific courses. I have always paid for education. Now, do you have to be careful? Do you want to go in there and get yourself in deep debt on that? No, but at the same time, I'm not totally opposed to it because at least it puts you in a position to where it is an appreciating asset, meaning you, the more educated you are, the more value you bring and stuff like that. So we've got bad debt. It depreciates in value. You can't afford it. Good debt, you can easily afford the payment, and it's the underlying asset goes up in value. So we want to be thinking that way. So now let's get started eliminating debt. All right. So how do we go about getting out of debt? Well, the first thing you got to do is you got to get sick and tired of being broke. All right. I mean, that's the beginning. All right. And, you know, you get sick and tired of being broke and you stop digging a deeper hole. So let me give you an example. All right. When I was broke, I had a new car. I spent money on things I couldn't afford because I felt like it would make me feel better, okay, if I had a nice car and all those kind of things. And I see people all the time, they medicate, and one of their medications is they go spend money on stuff. And then what happens is they wake up and they're like, "What did I do? Okay, why did I do this?" Well, you may be one of those that went and made some dumb decisions. You went and had a car accident at the car lot, meaning you went in there and did a bad deal, and now it's really just like an accident, and now you're in trouble there. Or maybe you've got a house that's too expensive, or maybe you went on a vacation, or you went and blew some money, well, whatever it may be. All right, so the first step is to, you know, take and look at it and say, you know what, I'm sick and tired of this. I'm sick and tired of this, and if I ever get out of this mess, I will never go back again. Okay? Now, interesting enough, I run around with all types of people. I run around with people that make 50 grand a year. I know friends like that. I know people that make $500,000, $1 million a year. I know people that make more than that. And the interesting thing about it is at all levels, I see people that are financially doing well, and also at all levels see people that are financially doing bad. And it all gets down to they're spending more than they make. So the first step is you make a decision. You get sick and tired of being where you're at. And regardless of where you're at, what we're going to do is we're going to have a working budget, and we're going to stop spending more than you make. I'm going to give you a quick example. If you're in debt, I'm going to give you a little common sense here to think through. Why is it that you've got all of this debt? It's very simple. You've spent more money than you had come in. All right. So you're spending more than you make. Now, occasionally what happens is maybe you had a job loss or something like that. Maybe you did the right things. You had your emergency fund and the pandemic hit you hard. You lost your job. You went through your emergency fund. Now you're using credit, okay, to survive. Well, guess what? You're doing all you can do. All right. But if you're in a situation where you had a major medical event or a job loss and you can't get back or stuff like that, here's what's been going on. All along, you've been spending more than you make. All right. So what we want to do to start with is take a look at and find out exactly where we're at. So how do you do that? Go to roymatlockjr.com, download the budget form. All right. And then when you download this budget form, you're going to go back and you're going to take a look at what you've been doing. You're going to take your income. And if you go into the, it's probably number 63 or 4, something like that, podcast, it'll talk about your income coming in. And we're going to have all the income coming into one place. We're going to find out what we really make after, you know, if we have health insurance deductions, whatever it may be, after taxes. We're going to find out how much we have. Then we're going to go back through and we're going to find out how much we've been spending. And then what we're going to do is we're going to fire all of the expenses. We're going to look at every single thing that we did. This is going to take you a Saturday morning. I mean, what would it be worth to get yourself in a position, listen to my budget tape, okay, on the podcast, listen to that, and then find out that once and for all, you have a plan in place to spend less than you make, and there'll be money left over. Now, that money left over, we're going to go and apply it to debt, and we're going to get out of debt, get rid of the bad debt. Now, we fire the expenses and rehire only the ones that are totally necessary. Some of them we may decide that we need to get rid of this car. As soon as we can pay it down enough, we're going to sell it and get a cheaper car. It may be that you have a $25,000 car note, all right, that you're paying so much a month, and you finally get it to the point where you can sell it, and you go buy another car, and you still have to finance it, but you're only financing 10. All right, then you can pay the same payment, get yourself out of debt in a year, something like that, and before you know it, you're in good shape. We look at all the things that we're spending money on, food, shelter, insurance, transportation. We do all that, and we're fixing it, and we're going to create a plan. All right, so now what we've done is we've decided, okay, it's time. I'm sick and tired. I'm mad. I'm fixing it. Okay, and I'm going to start implementing something to fix it. Now, there's two ways that we get out of debt. All right, the first one or one of them is something called a debt stacking program. And so what we do is we take and we stack up the debts from we take a look at all of the debts that we have. And there's several ways we can go about doing this, but I like lining them up from smallest to largest. I've been teaching this, you know, I guess for 30 years about doing that. And so we can do it that way. Or the other one is we can do debt consolidation, which has a lot of benefits to it. I recommend for a lot of people that be the simplest way to go ahead and do things. So we've got one of two choices. We can implement some type of debt stacking plan. I'm going to get into that when we come out of the break. Or we can do a debt consolidation loan, especially when we have so a lot of equity positions right now in real estate. If you own a home, you've seen great appreciation. We got some of the lowest interest rates that there have been. So you can refinance and refinance out of that, make that kind of thing happen. And so with that being said, we're getting ready to go into a break. I want to encourage you, go to RoyMatlockJr.com and download the budget form. If you're having trouble with your debt, if you have credit cards, car payments, all that stuff, you need to go download this. And then if you would like help, further help, you can call our office, 615-843-2999, or you can schedule an appointment right at RoyMatlockJr.com and start your finances moving in the right direction. We'll be right back. Roy Matlock Jr., and I hope you're enjoying the show today. We're, you know, kind of rolling through the finishing touches of the defense on your finance. And, you know, when you start building your financial house, you just want to understand there's a step-by-step plan to make this happen. And, you know, the overnight success usually takes 10 or 15 years. You'll find that people, when they get started doing anything, working on their plan, it doesn't happen overnight. But what you want to do is you want to always make a decision. You want to always be improving, and you want to make progress. And what is progress? Well, you know, progress is that you improve your net worth year over year. Progress is that you make good financial decisions each month, and then eventually you get it down to the point where you make really good decisions daily. It's a learning curve and a mindset that we go through. And, you know, when we first start trying to do something, it's the old thing, I didn't know, all right? Because what's happening is right now you're out there, you're just having fun spending money and getting in debt and driving new things and everything's shiny and the whole deal, and you didn't know that you were getting ready to have bad times ahead because you didn't recognize the fact that if you live on 100% of your income or 105% or 10% of your income, that you have no safety net. And then if, you know, something like the pandemic comes along, then you've put yourself in a really bad position. All right. And you're in a precarious position. You didn't know you didn't know. You didn't know that the rule of thumb is that you need to live on about 80% of what you earn, and you need to save 20% because there's going to be the 7 years of famine, maybe. I mean, to where you don't do well. Maybe your industry gets turned on its head or whatever it may be. And so what we end up doing is we have a financial house that we work through. If you've been listening so far today, you're learning about, you know, what do we do when we've been living on that 100 to 110%? How are we going about doing it to get it fixed? And so what I'm going to do is give you a little review session of the foundation of where we go about doing things. And then when we finish up today, we're going to talk about the implementation of fixing where you may have made some mistakes. And then after that, we'll get into some other stuff, you know, that's more fun as you continue listening each week or listening to the podcast. I'm going to help you walk yourself, you know, maybe off the cliff and to eventually up the mountain until one day you're doing well. So what are some of the things that we do? The defense is made up of four parts: your budget, your emergency fund, your protecting your income and liabilities, and you're paying off bad debt. So what that means is we have a budget where we're living on about 80% of what we earn. All right. We have an emergency fund that's made up of about 3 months to 6 months of expenses. All right. I say expenses, maybe not income, because, you know, the first thing you do if you happen to lose a job or something like that, we're gonna bare bones it. A lot of the luxuries are going to go away, that kind of deal. And we're going to protect our income and liabilities. What is protecting your income? You've got things like life insurance, term life insurance. You've got disability insurance, things like that. We protect our liabilities. How do we do that? We make sure that we buy the proper home and auto insurance with the proper liabilities. As we get older, we're going to be buying, and we buy health insurance. That keeps us from, you know, losing our assets, okay? So what we want to do, we protect our income and assets, and we protect against liabilities that, you know, maybe we get sued or whatever by raising your deductibles. We're going to go and long-term care insurance is designed as you get older. I'd say in your 50s, you start thinking about that, early 60s. You want to make sure and get that while you're healthy. Long-term care insurance is something that's set up in order to protect you if you go in a nursing home or have home health care, and it doesn't protect you personally. It protects your assets from being drained. Once we've done all that, we've got rid of the debt. You know, we're living on 20% below what we earn. We then can turn around and maybe purchase a home, save for a down payment, you know, and do that. Then we're going to go buy a home the smart way. We're going to get going there and just keep our expenses always about 80% of what we bring in. And so now we got 20% we're saving, you know. And if we do that, in many cases, if you save 20%, you've got retirement plans where your work is matching you and you're moving up even more than that because they're matching you. Maybe if you put in six, they give you three or something like that. Then you got your money working for you. You've built the foundation. You've got a home. Now we're going to go pure offense. And the offense is going to be, we're going to start really maxing out retirement plans. We're going to max out, you know, investments. We're going to have some opportunity money in the event some incredible opportunity came along. We're going to have that. We're going to be in a position to where we can take advantage of, you know, what we call opportunity cost. See, a lot of people, they have opportunity cost because they spent their money and then an opportunity comes along and you can't do it because you don't have any money. And so you're not going to have those opportunities go away from you because you just can't invest. I had a client of mine that took a new job, and he told me, said, you know, I got a chance to purchase some stock in the company, and they've given me a good salary and all that. And I said, well, you know, if you've got a good salary that they're doing and they give you an opportunity to do that, first off, I would do it because it's proven that you're committed to the company. But the second thing is that, you know, it's not out of your range, and that he was able to do that. And when he did that, he put $15,000 in, and not too long later, that company that returned him almost $1 million on that $15,000. Had he not had the $15,000, that would have been the opportunity cost, would have been $1 million. In many cases, in your lifetime, you'll have just a few things happen in your lifetime that could cause something to go dramatically different for you. To give an example, you know, you think about some of the richest people around. They came up with an idea, all right? They had one idea, and they became a billionaire. One idea. Well, if they don't have any money to fund that idea, all right, then they might not have been able to do that idea. So we're going to be on the offense. And so once we get through this next segment, which is really the details of how to, finish off the defense, we're going to get into the offense. And the offense is going to be all about, you know, the most important rule that I've ever known, okay, since I started in business, is something called the Rule of 72. It talks about how your money, it tells you how long it takes your money to double. You'll start looking at money differently when you recognize that, you know, if you put money aside and it gets 10%, it doubles every 7 years. If you get 12%, it doubles in 6 years. You know, you'll change your attitude about spending because you think, man, if I take this $1,000 and I blow it on something, or let's say I put $1,000 into something and finance on top of that, I'm paying interest on it. You know, we compare that to taking and saying, wow, that $1,000's not $1,000. If I can get 10%, it's going to be $7,000, or in 10 years at 7%, it's going to be $2,000, or 10% in 7 years, it's going to be $2,000. Then in seven more years, it's going to be 4,000, then 8,000, 16, 32. And the next thing you know, you're like, man, that $1,000 is worth a lot of money. That's the future value of an investment. And so we're going to learn about that. We're going to learn about time and consistency. We're going to learn about, you know, how to become an owner rather than just loaning your money out. I'm going to get into mutual funds. We're going to go into investment spectrum, all the retirement plans, everything you can think about. And so what I want you to do is the stuff that we've been covering, I've been building on it all year. If you go to podcast 61, that's kind of the starting of the building your foundation of getting yourself in order, starting with the goal, the plan, the schedule, the GPS, which tells you exactly where you need to be when it comes to your money. So what I would encourage you to do is visit roymatlockjr.com. There's some things that you can do that will help you. We have some downloads. We can download How Money Works, which is a guide to handling your money from A to Z. We also have the Family Financial Workshop, which is 3 hours. You can also register for my 12-part course. Now, get this, 12 parts put together by myself and some of my trusted advisors on how to handle your money from A to Z. It comes over a month via email. These are all Zooms. And all you got to do is go to roymatlockjr.com. If you would like to schedule an appointment to get a review done, you can do that as well. You can call 615-843-2999. And we're going to be back. We're going to finish up on our plan to finish up your foundation. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Roy Matlock Jr., we're back and talking money. And today's show, if you're just tuning in with us, we're talking about the last piece of the defense, and that is getting out of debt, getting rid of the bad debt that you have, and understanding first off what is good debt versus bad debt. Would I tell you to pay your house off right now? Absolutely not. I mean, Why would you do that? I mean, I hear this advice all along. Get out of debt. Pay your home off. That is just not smart business. That, you know, back in the days when I first went on the radio, back in the money game days, we talked about paying the home off quicker. And the reason we did that was because interest rates on home loans are 6, 7, 8%. And, I mean, now, if you're getting a 7, 8% return guaranteed by paying down debt, yeah, that makes sense, okay? But when you're at 2.5% or 3%, whatever, 3% or less on a mortgage right now is almost like free money. So if it were me, I would not do that. So that's good debt, and stop worrying about it. Just refinance it and make sure you get your best rate. So anyway, but we're going to get into the way we go about doing this kind of stuff. But I want to let you know this. You know, April 15th, it may even be pushed back further than that. But right now, April 15th is the deadline to fund your IRA. If you have not funded 2020, your IRA, your Roth, your traditional IRA, you can still do it. And if you would like help on that, visit RoyMatlockJr.com. We do that kind of stuff for people, and we can give you a free analysis of all your existing accounts, or go to 615, call 615-843-2999 and let us help you. So let's get into the two ways to get out of debt. And the first one we'll talk about is a debt stacking program. Now, when would I do the debt stacking? Well, I would do that, number one, if I cannot consolidate. All right. If I have a small amount of money, I would do that. If I have a large number of different accounts, this is one way of doing it. I believe the best way starting out to get out of debt is to get a budget and make sure that you are literally using your budget. Once you get your budget set, if you're in a position to refinance high income, high interest debt, then what I would do is I would refinance it, pay it off, be done with it once and for all, and I would do a debt consolidation loan, home equity line of credit. Probably I would refinance the whole, you know, whole loan in many cases, but the home mortgage. But that's where you have to sit down, and we can help you with that, making decisions on those kind of things. Should I refinance, or should I get an equity line of credit and set a plan up on that? You know, that's up to you. But the bottom line is, before you do anything, you got to get on a budget. So let's talk about implementing the debt stacking. Let's make the assumption that you have gone through step number one, you got your budget in place, and then what we're going to do is we're going to start stacking the debt. All right. We first off, by firing the expenses, we're going to find out that we are spending less than we make now, which is going to free us up some extra cash. We want to establish some type of an emergency fund, $1,000, $2,000, something like that. Hey, if you got your stimulus check, well, you know, you could do that, you know, whatever that is. But the bottom line is that money is just sitting there, not because it's a great thing to do, having money sitting at nothing, but the idea is it's going to keep you from going back in debt if you have an emergency while you're trying to do this. Next thing you can do is you can get rid of the credit cards. That's one. You could cut them up. All right. That's one option. You know, for some people, they're like, I can't do that. I'll give you another idea. You can take your credit cards and stick them in a, in a cup and fill it full of water and stick it in the freezer. At least that'll make you, slow down a little bit. They got to thaw out before you can use them. And so, but the bottom line is we're going to stop using any credit and we're not going to go deeper in debt. That's simple. It makes sense. Stop borrowing money. All right. And do that. Then what we're going to do is we're going to line up our payments and we're going to line up all of our debts based on balances. And we're going to look and we're going to, you know, we got six debts and we've got one that's $500 and we've got one that is $6,000 and some in between. We're going to line them up and we're going to pay minimum payments on all of them except for the one that's smallest. And we're going to pay everything we can on that smallest one. And when we pay it off, we're going to look at all the minimum payments we have left and the amount of money that we freed up monthly, and then we're going to continue and we're going to do it to the next one. And we're going to pay minimum payments, and we're going to go ahead and do that kind of stuff. Now, why do we go about doing it that way? I'm going to give you a couple ideas. Okay, one is that if you're in debt and every time you know you look, you got another bill coming in the mail. Well, if you've got seven bills, debts, and you turn it into six debts and into five debts and into four debts, makes you feel better, gives you a little hope that you can get out of debt one day. Now, that's one way. All right. The other way is if you're in a situation where you've got a bigger payment, you know, it's maybe you got larger debts, you maybe got a few of them. That's when you may consider paying the minimum payments to the interest rate that is the lowest and apply all of your extra money to the highest debt. So let's say you got one at 8% and you've got one at 18%. Well, if it's a decent amount of money, you know what I would do? I would maybe apply that money to the 18% one. So that's kind of a, you know, both ways you look at it. But the long and short of it is that you want to set it up to where you have a plan. All right, so we pay minimum payments, and we pick out what we're going to pay off first. All right, if you have healthcare bills and you're behind on something like that, you can, in many cases, negotiate and get a reduced payment. So if you can get 50% off with one of the medical bills, then guess what? That might be a good place to go. But the long and short is you set it all up. Then what I do is would set everything on auto pay. So that allows for no more late charges. And it's going to just keep on going until you eventually get this thing paid off. So we automatically do this. One of the keys to getting ahead financially is that you automate. You always automate. Now, what do I mean by always automate? You automate this in the form of paying the minimum payments that keeps you from having, late charges, stuff like that. You automate your long-term savings by having it automatically deducted out of your checking account, or maybe you have a 401k or both. But the bottom line is you're paying yourself first. What we're doing now is we're getting ourselves out of debt, which is going to allow us, let's say you've got $900 a month between credit cards and car payments, you realize that once you get rid of that $900, I'm going to tell you right off the bat, let's draft that $900 and stick it into funding your Roth IRA or something like that and put it into an investment, that kind of thing. So what we want to do is we want to look at it. Just remember that revolving debt, okay, is a problem. Now, let me give you one other idea. All right. If you take revolving debt, pay minimum payments, your payments go down every month. So what we want to do is make sure that whatever we're doing, we levelize the payments. And what I mean by that is, let me give you an example. On a revolving debt, if you have a credit card, it's at 18%, you owe $17,000 on it. And you pay the minimum payment every month, you pay that minimum payment. What's going to happen is it refinances out, the payment goes down, and it extends the term of the loan, meaning it lengthens it. So let's take an example. If you go in and you have a revolving debt of $17,000 and your minimum payment to start is $595 a month, every month you pay, the $17,000 is going to go down a little bit, and the payment's going to go down a little bit, and it's going to pay out, get this, guys, it's going to pay off in 17 years and 2 months. So you had $17,000 that you owed, and you paid $600 a month, $7,000 a year, and it took you 17 years to do that. Or here's a better way you can look at it. You ended up paying $12,500 in interest because you let the credit card company tell you how much to pay each month. Okay? Now, on a fixed debt, here's what you got. On a fixed debt, if you paid that same $595 a month, here's what's going to happen. Okay? That $595 a month, because you didn't lower the payment, you'll be out of debt in 3 years and 2 months. Think about that. 3 years and 2 months. And you will save about $7,000 in interest just by doing that. So what you want to do is we want to automate this. We say, hey, I'm going to put $600 a month away every single month. I'm going to make sure that I always pay that $600. And then as I pay things off, I'll raise that $600 to get to a point where I can do more. So with that being said, we're moving along, trying to get you out of debt, and we are going to make this thing happen. I'm telling you guys, if you want to get out of debt, you can. You just have to have a plan. plan of action in order to make that happen. And so with that being said, we're going to get into the way this works. I'm going to give you one other example. If you took a debt stacking type of arrangement to where you went in there and you started paying things and you applied the next one and the next one and the next one, we're talking about saving years and years and years and years of making it happen. Now, let's go to the next one, which is debt consolidation. That's the second plan. Number one, you establish a written budget. That is the key element. Number two, you could establish an equity line of credit or refinance your existing first mortgage. If you can cut interest rates, consider a 15-year mortgage only because the rate's even cheaper. All right. I would borrow enough to pay off all the debts as well as establish a small emergency fund. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to make a decision to never get back in debt again. And I'm going to take the difference in the payments. All right. And I'm going to put it into an investment. I'm going to make sure that I'm fully funding my Roth IRA or my regular IRAs, my 401k. I'm getting my matching funds. So how does this work? So let's say you have a house and that house is worth $300,000 and you owe $200 on it. And you got $40,000 of credit card car payments. You would go in refinance potentially $240,000. All right. And you would get it on a low interest rate. In many cases, a lot of people I run into, if they have credit card and car payments, they also have high interest mortgages. So you may be able to refinance your mortgage. Hey, if you save 1% on a $200,000 mortgage, that's $2,000 a year, which you can free up in just interest. And so what we want to do is we want to take and we'll do that kind of thing, which will allow us to not only save money on our existing mortgage, it'll also allow us to save money on our credit card bills, all those kind of things. So we're going to do that. Or depending on if you have a lower interest rate to start with, we may do a second mortgage, equity line of credit, and we do the same thing. But the bottom line is we're going to get on a regular payment and we're going to make this thing happen. And so, guys, I hope this has been helping. I want to finish with this. Avoid the common credit mistakes, not valuing your credit, raising credit card limits, not monitoring your credit card or your credit history or your credit score, and not knowing all the rates and the fees. I hope you've enjoyed the show. My name is Roy Matlock. Visit RoyMatlockJr.com. Listen to our podcast. We'll help you continue moving forward with your money.